Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races!
Here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Yep, if you are listening, happy Saturday. If you are watching on YouTube, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Happy Friday. What a great feeling. Friday afternoon, almost done with work, almost time to have an awesome weekend and get ready for a Week 5 win in your fantasy leagues. I'm Adam. I got Dan and Jamie here with me. We'll get the fantasy cops out in a little bit. Let's run through the notes real quick. Jamie, are we going to have Dalvin Cook and or Christian McCaffrey this week?
Dalvin Cook, I think we're still waiting to find out, but I would guess he's playing at this point. The fact that he was at practice on Friday, Christian McCaffrey, no, he's doubtful according to, Matt Rhule. So welcome back one more week, Chuba Hubbard.
Dan, Antonio Gibson has a stress fracture in his shin, but he could play through it. Do you think you could play through a stress fracture in your shin?
No, of course not. I don't think I could play anything. I don't think I could play what?
I don't know.
What am I playing?
You don't play like softball or anything like that?
No, I used to play some rec sports, pick up basketball, things of that nature. But, you know, times are tough.
Yeah, can't get out there on the court these days.
Not during football season.
What are we supposed to do with this Antonio Gibson information?
I go back to the Fantasy Football Today show we had on Friday with our Like Him, Don't Love Him segment. If you have better options, you can sit him. If you don't, you just have to, you know, hope that he finds the end zone. Look, he scored in two straight games, but this is frustrating. And certainly if J.D. McKissick's available and maybe Jared Patterson, you want to go pick those guys up.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Chase Edmonds is a game time decision. So late game, unfortunately. But if he doesn't play, James Conner would be a top what running back?
20.
Yeah, that's fair in this matchup. I would even elevate Rondell Moore to a potential flex play if Edmonds doesn't play. They're still going to want to use that role in that quick passing game and somebody who can do something like that, stuff like Edmonds can do in the passing game.
If we found out that Edmonds were out, would you start Chuba Hubbard against the Eagles or Connor against the Niners?
Connor for sure for me.
How about Damian Williams or Connor in this scenario?
Connor.
All right.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that's already getting, what, 15 carries a week?
He's already in the Kenyon Drake role. That's touchdown almost every week.
How about TJ Hockenson, questionable to play?
Supposed to play, though, from what I read.
Okay. T. Higgins is going to play. Joe Mixon is going to practice on Saturday and see how he feels. Teddy Bridgewater is expected to play. That's cool. And Devontae Parker could be a game-time decision. Jamie, if Devontae Parker does not play at Tampa Bay, what does that mean for Waddle and Gesicki?
It means that they're still very good plays. Even if Parker plays, they're still very good options, you know. So Waddle is probably looking at, I would be shocked if it's less than 10 targets. So, you know, we've already seen him with a 13 target game, so it could be 15 targets this week just based on how things go. And the same thing for Gesicki, you know, it's maybe Preston Williams too, if you're desperate, just based on how bad the secondary is for Tampa Bay. So but from what I saw Friday, Brian Flores said that they're gonna take it up to game time, take it up to Sunday. With Parker's shoulder, I'm sorry, Parker's hamstring. And then I think it was Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald said that he was moving around well in practice. So, you know, it could be one of those things where they're just going to test out his pain threshold and how healthy he is over the weekend. But my guess is he's going to play.
Great. All right. We'll have Devontae Parker for that game at the Bucs. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Well, actually, it'd be kind of better for fantasy if he didn't. But hopefully for him, he can play. That's what we really care about. Okay, time for some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
You got to hit the Titans news, Adam. Come on.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
Julio Jones.
What happened? Julio's out, AJ in.
Oh, what is this? Is breaking news? We've been thinking that all week.
No,
they made it official.
Yeah.
Akeem Hicks is not going to play, most likely, for the Bears.
Roger Saffold also back for the Titans.
Yeah, bury that miss with some random interior defensive line news. Go for it, Adam.
Yeah. Well, we knew AJ Brown was going to play. He practiced in full.
But we didn't know Julio was officially out, and he's officially out now.
All right, listen. Obviously, I would have said it if I had seen the news. Okay? I'm just deflecting. Time for some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. That is the letter I. Let's see what people are asking about today. Henry Villegas is in a 10-team PPR league. That's not important right now. But what is important is that Russell Wilson is his quarterback. He wants to know who to pick up for next week and probably later. Man, it's good to be in a 10-team league where Jalen Hurts is available. So that's the answer. But also Burrow, Daniel Jones, and Justin Fields. So if you weren't in a league where Jalen Hurts were available and you couldn't pick up, I don't know, Kyler Murray, would you go with Burrow, Daniel Jones, or Fields?
Burrow.
Rest of season, Burrow, yeah. And even next week, you can't go somebody like Jones against the Rams. So that would be my next option.
I'm going to go check. I'm in a 10-team league where I have Russell Wilson as my only quarterback. Let me see who's available.
Okay. I'm in a 12-team league where I have Russell Wilson as my only quarterback, and I will soon.
How about a 2QB league where I have Russell Wilson as a quarterback?
Not your only quarterback, though, right?
That's not going to be good.
No, my quarterbacks are Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater, and Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh.
And I think I'm playing Dan this week, so I think I'm going to lose.
Nice.
All right.
The quarterbacks available in this league are...
10 teams?
10 teams. Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, Derek Carr, Matt Ryan, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields. So, good options.
All right. Mac Jones, obviously. So... just kidding. Kirk,
I was just looking at projections. He's projected for a big game.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Steven knows projection. We got Jacoby Myers projected for a massive game this week.
Massive game, yes.
All right, from Jack.
Even though it would be Sportsline.
Dear.
Yes, correct.
There you go. Dear Brett, Aaron, and Bart, I traded Sam Darnold and Devontae Smith. Brett, Aaron, and Bart are Packers. I traded Sam Darnold and Devontae Smith for Joe Burrow and CeeDee Lamb. Mikowski? Yeah, I guess not. All right, the trade is Darnold and Devontae Smith for Burrow and CeeDee Lamb, PPR.
Darnold and Devontae Smith for Burrow and CeeDee Lamb.
A+. You're getting the best player.
You got Burrow and CeeDee Lamb, of course.
From Jared, why aren't the guys higher on Emmanuel Sanders if they think Chiefs Bills will be a track meet?
There's only so many targets to go around, and he's kind of when Cole Beasley's going. He's, I think, competing with Dawson Knox to be third, based on what we saw last week. So I like Sanders. I don't think Sanders is a bad play by any stretch, but if you're factoring in the position that Dawson Knox plays, and what I mean by that is, you know, where you're going to, you know, consider him among his position, he'd be the fourth best player in this game for the Bills.
You're saying Knox would?
No, I'm sorry. Sanders.
Oh, Sanders. Behind
Knox, Beasley, Diggs.
I don't know that he's behind Knox, though. I mean, last week it was...
I'm saying when you factor in what position Knox played.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think Allen's probably one, right?
Well, I meant the skill player.
Well, you need to specify Mr. A.J. Brown is in and Julio is out. All right.
There's no specification needed for that one, though.
Okay. Whose side are you on, Schneier?
You know whose side I'm on.
Yeah, I know. All right, from Brad. Subject is Team Name Tuesday. Everybody, Khalif's Raymond. That's good. Come on. That's good. That's good. From Blake, I'm trading Mixon and Hunt for Keenan Allen and Antonio Gibson. Would you do that?
Mixon and Hunt for Keenan Allen and Antonio Gibson. Oh.
You got two injured running backs.
Yeah. Mixon and Gibson, but at least Gibson's playing. I think I'd
rather have the Keenan Allen side.
Yeah, me too. Keenan Allen will bounce back.
From Andrew, full PPR with a bench full of injuries. I traded away Travis Kelce. I would trade away Kelce. You don't like it, Dan?
I'm already out, but go ahead.
For McCaffrey, Zeke, and Eckler.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Nah. I traded away Kelce. Damn it. For Lamb and Hawkinson. Kelce for Lamb and Hawkinson.
No.
The other option.
I don't like it.
I keep saying that he already did it, but he did not do it yet. The other option is Kelce for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Mark Andrews.
No.
If
you're trading Kelce, you know, when you said McCaffrey and Zeke, one of those guys makes sense
to be in the core. Yep. Yeah. 100%.
Well, I'm not trading away Kelce. If I'm getting Kelce, I'm not giving away, first of all, either of those running backs. But secondly, okay. if McCaffrey,
then you're not getting Kelce.
Yeah, you're right. Because
if you had Kelce and you picked up Schultz, and somebody else has on the other side of this, an injured McCaffrey, you're probably not doing it, but Zeke, or let's say Eckler, and they have James Robinson, and they picked up Damian Williams and somebody else in that Kareem Hunt. Let's just say that's their running back group. But their tight end stinks. That's a pretty fair deal.
What is?
Eckler for Kelce?
Oh, Eckler straight up. Yeah. But you're saying, I thought you were trying to say that if you trade Kelce for a running back, you need to get Zeke and something, or McCaffrey.
Eckler and something. Eckler and something might have to be.
You're saying the core has to involve one of those top running backs.
Yeah.
Well, implies more than just one person.
You can't give Kelce for what you're giving there.
Oh no. Yeah. Those are bad Kelce trades. Okay. From Joseph, dear Peter, Bruce, Hal, and Bartholomew.
Peter, Bruce.
One day I'll get one of these.
Jamie should get this. Peter, Bruce.
Superhero?
Yeah.
Who's Bartholomew? Oh.
The Flash or something?
No, Barf.
Who's that?
Baseballs.
No, I don't think that's who it was. He wrote it in the email, but I deleted it so Dan couldn't cheat. I'll tell you, though. Half PPR league, two flexes. Pick two flexes in half PPR. Mike Williams. I think, Dan, I'm hearing myself in your computer back into the microphone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why can't you wear headphones? Didn't we talk about this, Schneier?
Something happened last time when I put the headphones in and my computer went on the fritz. The good news is CBS is sending me a new computer. It should be here next week. This one is on its last legs.
Okay, all right. Just make me a little lower.
It should be good now, though.
Nobody needs to hear me twice.
I agree.
Pick two for flex, half PPR. Mike Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Damian Williams, Leonard Fournette, Zach Moss.
Mike Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Damian Williams.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Tell me again.
Zach Moss.
You didn't hear the echo? Mike Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Damian Williams, Leonard Fournette, and Zach Moss. Pick two.
Mike Williams and Leonard Fournette.
I'm going Mike Williams and Lamb. Lamb destroyed the Giants last year.
All right. This is from No Name. I'm 0-4 because tight end is a disaster. Would you trade Josh Allen and Jared Cook for Jalen Hurts and Kyle Pitts and roll the dice on Pitts blowing up rest of season? So it's Allen and Cook for Hurts and Pitts.
It's not that you're just rolling the dice on Pitts blowing up rest of season. You're rolling the dice on Hurts being able to keep pace with Josh Allen. But I think just knowing that that's potentially there, given that Allen has taken a slight step back so far this season, I still think there's a huge year in front of him. And that Hurts, you know what you're getting. I don't mind taking the gamble on that because I don't think Cook is going to be as good as Pitts by the end of the year.
Interesting.
No, I don't think so either. By the way, Hurts has actually outscored Allen so far.
They're not really using Allen as much as a red zone runner anymore, by the way, which is something I've had my eye on all season, and I'm not sure that's coming back.
Yeah, that's why Zach Moss has some value right now. I don't know if that'll stick. I'd do this trade, I think.
Yeah.
Shake
Hurts is so good.
It's never a bad idea when players have good pedigree and history. In some cases, like, you knew at some point Robert Woods was going to get going. At some point, hopefully Allen Robinson is going to get going. At some point, George Kittle is going to get going. At some point, Kyle Pitts is going to get going. They may not be the same player in some of the veteran guys. They may not live up to the same expectations that we had for them or you may have had for them going into the season, but there's going to be a stretch of games where they're going to still be very, very good. And so do you want to get in now before those stretch of games happens? And maybe, you know, Robert Woods, that's taking place now after last night, after Thursday night. So buying low on Pitts is a great move to make. And so you're selling Jared Cook high for whatever that's worth because he had a great game last week and you're, you know, still getting good quarterback play in return.
All right. This is from Eric. Grade the trade. Give Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Devontae. Give Josh Allen. I'm sorry. I was looking for a soundbite. I was looking for Eric. Give Josh Allen. Get Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith.
Give Josh Allen. Get Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith.
Yes.
I mean, I would do it. I'm with Jamie. I think Jalen Hurts has a chance to outscore Allen the rest of the season. I don't think it's non-zero chance there.
This is kind of funny. Dan, I'll let you do the geography on this one. This is John from a city near you.
A city near you? Like near Adam Azer?
No, it's like a city near you.
A city
just
near
pick
you.
A city near you. That's pretty
coming simple. To live from a city near you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
New York City.
Okay.
In a world where Adam Azer leaves his house.
Wow. It's a post-apocalyptic. John from New York City, grade the trade.
Adam Azer has survived the pandemic, and now he's venturing out as...
Oh, wait.
I don't know what to say.
As... Mask Man! Okay. Saquon Barkley. Marvin Jones.
So bad.
It's tough on the spot.
It is tough.
All right, here we go. We're giving up four players. We're giving up Barkley.
In a world where Adam Azer leaves his house, he finally stands up when he pees.
Oh, you are one of those guys?
No,
I always put you,
for God's
I put
sake.
You on that. I definitely put you on that.
No.
If I just had to guess, I definitely would have put you on that.
No.
Adam, Jesus. When you're in a public place, do you still sit down and pee?
I would never use a public restroom, Jamie. You know that.
I could also see you as somebody who if you're in a suit at a wedding or a bar mitzvah or something, you have to completely take off the suit before you use the bathroom. You're one of those people. You know those people? That's yeah. You.
You ever see Kingpin?
Of course.
The great scene where Woody Harrelson's talking to Ish. What's his name in real life?
Yeah.
Quaid. Randy Quaid? Dennis Quaid?
Randy Quaid.
And he's like telling him all these things. He's like, leave me alone. Besides, I can figure things out for myself. And they zoom out and he's taking a dump in the urinal. He's sitting in the urinal. All right, here we go. Saquon Barkley, Marvin Jones, Kenny Golladay, and Deontay Johnson. It's a lot to give up. Barkley, Marvin Jones, Golladay, and Deontay Johnson. And get back Davante Adams, Tyler Lockett, and Daryl Henderson.
Barkley, Marvin Jones, Golladay. One more time.
So here it's Barkley and Davante Adams are the headliners. Mm-hmm. So he gives up Barkley, he gets Adams. Mm-hmm. He also gives up
Deontay Johnson, though.
He also gives up Deontay Johnson, Marvin Jones, and Kenny Golladay. Mm-hmm. He gets Tyler Lockett and Daryl Henderson.
Ooh, this is a blockbuster.
Do you feel comfortable making this trade to acquire Lockett knowing what Russell Wilson may or may not be?
Right.
So if you're okay with basically saying you're giving up Barkley and Deontay Johnson with, I don't want to disrespect what Kenny Golladay or Marvin Jones may or may not be or continue to be, but those two guys essentially to get back Davante Adams and Daryl Henderson, I think that's a trade worth making.
Oh, you would do this trade? You would get the Adams, Lockett, Henderson side?
Well, I mean, if Henderson is this rest of season, there's not that big of a drop off from Barkley. It's a drop off, but not that big of a drop off. But Adams gives you maybe the best player in this deal.
He'd be my number one player.
And Lockett by himself might be better than Golladay and Marvin Jones if Russell Wilson is right.
All right, here we go. Charlie says, "Dear Sub, Hoagie, Grinder, and Hero." Dan, what's your sandwich name of choice? Sub, Hoagie, Grinder, or Hero?
Oh, that's a good question. I call it a sub.
Okay. 8-team PPR league. I have Zeke, Chubb, and Daryl Henderson. I am considering trading Henderson for Kareem Hunt.
No.
No, but if you're not playing Henderson, it's not bad to see what
he wants. That's what it is. He wants to lock up the Browns backfield because it's an 8-team league and he has Chubb. So
no,
I'm not. No, I don't believe in the lock up the backfield.
But in an 8-team league, if you're not playing the guy, then
here's the thing though. We always do this, right? We always say, oh, this guy can become this if the guy in front of him gets hurt. What would Nick Chubb be if Kareem Hunt ever got hurt?
Well, yeah, but he'd have both of them.
But he doesn't need both of them. Now he has Nick Chubb and Daryl Henderson still for bye weeks and replacements.
I guess so. It's time for the Fantasy Cops. Send in your questions. You have to put Fantasy Cops in the subject line because I do a search for Fantasy Cops, and if it's not in the subject line, it's not happening. All right, here we go. I said that like 6 times today. Here we go. From Andy. I trade a trade between the commissioner and former commissioner, who is a perennial contender, got canceled by the commissioner. The trade was Commissioner gets Nick Chubb and Emmanuel Sanders. And former commissioner gets Jonathan Taylor and Calvin Ridley. Chubb and Emmanuel Sanders for Taylor and Ridley. The news came out. Hold on. The news came out a few hours later of Ridley not traveling to play in London. The commissioner then decided to cancel the trade without any input from the league. He claims because it would put the manager getting Ridley at a disadvantage this week. And my argument was there is more to play after this week. What should be done? He was not getting Ridley. He gave away Ridley, but he still canceled the trade after the news came out. What do you think?
Did the person acquiring Ridley want to cancel the deal?
Right.
I don't know.
If they both agree to it.
No, yeah, I'm vehemently against it. Vehement.
You're against it? Even if both managers agree to, even if, to cancel
this
it?
Is, what is the difference of I just traded for someone and he got hurt and he's out for the week? You don't cancel trade. If you didn't, so there's one scenario where it's like, oh, I didn't know. I had no idea. And I accepted the trade for an injured player. Then I'd be like, okay, we'll overturn it. But once you make a trade for someone, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I'm sorry. You know, I would not overturn this trade. I would keep it.
That's fair. I think I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, there's obviously, you know, certain, like if the guy said, oh, hey, I didn't know this, that this was a potential of him missing the game. Cause now you don't have him for 2 weeks. Because their bye is next week. Like I could see if the guy had a legitimate beef, but if you're sending him away.
Yeah, I
guess you're trying to do the right thing by giving the guy the out, but still, like you both agree to it. You should be stuck with him, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. This is from Sasquatch. He says, Dear Bluto, D-Day, Otter, and Boone. Jamie, what do you think? You got that one? Bluto, D-Day, Otter, and Boone?
The Belushi movie. Was it? I'm drawing a blank.
Food fight!
All right, why am I drawing a blank on me?
Animal House.
Animal House.
There you go. 12-team PPR.
Lutarski.
What'd you say?
Lutarski.
Yeah. 12-team PPR, 16-man roster.
0.00.
With an IR spot.
Dan has no idea what that movie is.
Why is every reference we do on this show something that happened before the year 2000? Can we do something from the last 20 years?
This is the 1970s.
This movie would not be made today. But it is a classic. Go watch it. Go watch
like
Animal House.
Revenge of the Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds, they commit like 10 major felonies in that movie. All right, so 16-man roster and an IR spot, 12 teams. Fab League. Highest bidding team adds 3 free agents on Wednesday night while dropping only 2 players from his roster. The 17th player was Alex Collins. Due to having the extra player, he was forced to drop Collins Thursday afternoon. And CBS had Collins again listed as a free agent. And then it came out that Chris Carson was out. So Collins was put back on the team's roster and traded away in a 2-for-1 trade minutes before the Seahawks-Rams game. No other teams had a chance to offer trades. Should this be allowed?
So the league settings allowed for free agents that are dropped to be picked up immediately?
I guess so, yeah.
So that's the first flaw.
No. I don't think they treated him as if he were dropped. I think they treated him as if he had never been picked up in the first place.
Oh, so they put him back in the player pool without putting him through waivers.
That's my guess. Yeah.
And then the same team was able to pick him up?
I guess so. No, it said Collins was put back on the team's roster. I don't understand that aspect of it.
I guess. Yeah. So what it sounds like is they automatically drop the last player picked up if somebody picks up too many players. This is the problem when you have IR spots, is that you're allowed to pick up more players than your roster, your active roster, your active bench holds, because it automatically will put players in IR spots. Mm-hmm. One thing I will encourage, we have this feature on CBS, which I'm going to do in all my leagues, Adam, I would encourage you to do in the podcast league to avoid some future headaches, is now that we're past pup list.
I already did it. I already did this.
You already did it?
Yeah.
Well, let him tell the advice anyway for the rest of the
week. No, it's okay. Everybody knows. No. Yeah, go ahead.
So we have a feature on CBS where you can make it where only IR eligible players are placed on IR. So they have to say IR next to their name. Hmm. Otherwise, you can't stash anybody there. And so that will eliminate some of these headaches, will eliminate some of these roster transactions from happening. I don't like the fact that he has to drop Alex Collins, because what if he just happened to put him last by coincidence?
Right.
Yeah, he should be able to pick the player he wants to drop, right? But I do not understand. I don't think there should have been a 2-for-1 trade involved here. That,
but why? Who cares
because,
what the trade
because
is?
He had an illegal roster. He had an extra player, and then he was able to make
but,
it two.
But again, as
trade.
Long as he's dropping them before Sunday, who cares?
Because he has to drop them before Thursday.
Not necessarily, if his league allows him to make sure his lineup is locked by Sunday.
No, because the league specifically, obviously he had to drop someone when he picked up a 17th player, right? So he was able, so he dropped someone and then I guess he got him back, had an illegal roster, made a 2-for-1 trade with an illegal roster. I mean, it's easier to make a 2-for-1 trade when you have an extra player. So
yeah,
personally,
well,
I think Collins should just be back in the free agent.
No, but he could still make a 2-for-1 trade and then just still drop somebody else. Like if he cleaned up his roster after the Alex Collins move, picked up Collins, dropped somebody else, so he still has a legal roster, he can still do a 2-for-1 trade and then drop somebody else on top of that.
Well, he doesn't need to drop someone if he does a 2-for-1, right?
Well, he got 2 in return, right?
No, he gave up. I think he gave up 2-for-1.
Okay, well, in any event,
so you're fine with it. You let the trade stand.
Yes,
Dan.
Yeah, I am as well. I'll be honest with you. That was a lot to take in. I didn't follow that whole scenario. I mean, yeah. I tried my best, but this league sounds like it needs a whole retooling of its rules.
It sounds like Adam runs this league.
It does. It really does.
All right, this is from Noel. Hello.
By the way, can I make a suggestion in a podcast league?
Sure.
Since there's just been so much turmoil and so much of headache, I think we just end the league right now, and whoever has the best record and the most points wins.
Is that you?
Yes.
Hey, good job. Yeah, we have for the first time, I think, in podcast league history, we have a manager who is not setting his lineup this early in the season. Not
I think you should give it away to somebody else.
All right. Not responding to emails really pisses me off. But you know what? I try not to get mad because I don't know what the circumstances are.
True.
These are all strangers.
Here, let's see how many people are watching this.
Stop what you're doing right now. This is not.
Here's what it is.
Please
tweet
Jamie,
Adam.
Please. No, please don't.
Tweet
please
Adam,
don't
at
do
Adam Azer. And if you tweet him with a good haiku.
All right. I muted Jamie's mic. All right. Jamie's back. Here we go.
Whoever has the best haiku.
Here we go.
We'll be able to take.
From Noel. Everyone in the league asked. Okay. So we have this league. What am I even doing right now? We have this league with only 5 bench spots and 2 IR spots.
Whoever has the best haiku. We'll get to take over the person's team in the podcast league. That's
tweet
at Adam.
Haikus at Adam. Bottom line, tweet haikus at Adam.
Yes.
Now, go.
All right. Everyone in the league asked for it. They have this league with 5 bench spots. Everyone in the league asked for at least 1 extra bench spot, which we all voted for in a poll on our group chat. The commissioner never gave us the extra bench spot everyone in the league asked for, which forces some of the league mates to drop good players who weren't producing. Just this week, the commissioner picked up A.J. Brown and Diontae Johnson from waivers. The players who dropped these guys desperately needed a running back. The commissioner said it's not an advantage because he has to drop 2 players in order to activate Julio Jones and Landry. He's going to drop P. Ryan and Michelle next week, I'm sure of it. Should the commissioner give us an extra bench spot and return the players to their managers, or do we have to suck it up and blame the managers who dropped them? So they wanted the 6th spot. Everybody voted for it. The commissioner never put it through, and now they're all pissed because they had to drop good players.
This is always goes to the back to the big debate. Like, can you change any rules in season? Some people are like, no, no matter what, we agreed on these, that's it. But it seems like in this case,
hey, real
nobody
quick,
knew
guys,
what they were agreeing on.
Jamie, take over for me, all right? I'll be right back.
Sounds like they agreed to it beforehand, like you said, Dan, but nobody put it into motion. So I think just as a result, you have to go with what the rules are now.
Yeah.
Based on the commissioner being a crappy commissioner.
Unfortunately.
I did, yes.
I would say that you're just stuck with the 5 bench spots and you have to deal with it. And then next year, you make it clear, like, hey, we voted on this. This is what it is. We want to see the new rules put on the site or put in whatever bylaws, wherever you have them, before the first preseason game. Otherwise, we're getting a new commissioner and you're out.
Yeah, simple as that.
All right, let me get the notes here. So, where were we at? Fantasy Cops still?
Yep, still in the Cops.
All right. Sorry about this. All right, here we go. All right. From Bluto D-Day. No, we got that one. From Noel. Hello, Thing, Mr. Incredible, Human Torch, and Invisible Woman. You know that one?
The those guys. Yeah. No, not really. I know they're like the superheroes that have the thing. What are they called?
Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four.
I play in a half PPR, two running backs, three wide receivers, two flexes, one defense kicker, and one quarterback league with only five bench spots. All right, there it is. We read that one already. All right, let's move on to, we'll go to the Apple Podcast question. So sorry for our being choppy a little bit.
This is Adam's fault. There's the only person.
All right, here we go. Dear Bernie, Brian, Otto, and Baker, PPR, TJ Hockenson or Dalton Schultz? Who do you like better?
Hockenson.
It's close, though. It's close.
It's closer than it should be. But
I mean, at least you know from Schultz, he's gotten three of four games with six targets and six catches. So he's getting you. He's getting the job done. Hockenson, though, I think has a higher ceiling. So that's why I would play Hockenson as well.
Me too.
All right, then pick three. Jaylen Waddle, A.J. Brown, Antonio Brown, and Marvin Jones. They did include Robert Woods. So let's assume they played Woods. So pick two out of Waddle, A.J. Brown, Antonio Brown, and Marvin Jones.
I'm going to go A.J. Brown here for sure. I can lock him in. I think he's practicing now. Looks good. They said out there. So put him back in your lineups. And then the other one gets tough. I think I'm going to have a different take than most here, and I'm going to go with Antonio Brown.
All right.
I would go Antonio Brown also, but it's close for me with Marvin Jones just because the matchup is great. And look, myself included, we're all excited about LaVisca Chenault because he had the seven targets, the six catches last week. Jones is going to benefit maybe more so without Chark in there than Chenault does because at least you know those downfield targets are definitely in place. And this is a great matchup. So it'd be between those two for me. Waddle's in a great spot also, especially with Devontae Parker banged up. So you have a lot of great choices here. But again, hopefully you did play Robert Woods. Adam, I'll finish off this question, then you can take over. Next one will be Jose from Columbus. We're at the Apple Podcast questions.
Gotcha.
Same listener, another league if you have time. PPR, Damian Williams, Melvin Gordon, or Mike Davis?
Mike Davis for me.
Over Damian.
Yeah, I think Damian Williams is probably the safer floor. I just feel like Davis has still been involved big time for the Falcons and in the passing game all season. So I trust Davis more than Damian Williams.
Fair point. I'll take maybe the upside of what Damian Williams can be. So I would take him over Mike Davis. All right, Adam, you're good.
Thank you very much. Actually, we're going to take a real quick break and finish up with your Apple Podcast questions right after this.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, thanks again to Jamie and Dan for filling in for me. Appreciate that. Sorry, guys. Jose from Columbus, Marquise Brown or Devontae Smith, PPR?
Marquise for me. Kid loves playing on Monday night. He's got three Monday night games in his career, four touchdowns in those three games, and he's on fire right now.
Yeah, are we at the point where he's a must-start player? We're not there yet, or are we? I'm close.
His start percentage would say no, but I think you got to have a really loaded team. And this is the thing that a lot of fantasy managers are dealing with, and this is what happens in the early to middle part of a lot of seasons when you get to Amari Cooper struggling, Allen Robinson struggling, CeeDee Lamb is coming off a couple bad weeks. Robert Woods prior to last night, Thursday night, excuse me. Some of these guys that you drafted in early rounds, and then you drafted later Mike Williams and Marquise Brown and Deebo Samuel and Cordarrelle Patterson comes out of nowhere. It's like, at what point do you start to bench the name guys or the higher drafted guys versus the guys who are playing well? And I led start sit with that this week of if you're 0-4, 1-3, whatever you were coming in this week. Stop worrying about the names and where you drafted those guys. Play the best players. And in this case, Marquise Brown is awesome. So why would you be sitting?
I actually am making this exact decision, and I'm starting Brown over Devontae Smith. So, he's pretty much a must-start in a three-receiver league, that's for sure. All right, J-Mac said, this is from last week, he's referencing, the answer to the best city in Missouri is Kansas City. We have the best barbecue and a guy named Mahomes. Now, pick two wide receivers and a flex in PPR. T. Higgins, Allen Robinson, Marvin Jones, Jamison Crowder, Deontay Johnson. Okay, so we're just picking three. Higgins, Robinson, Marvin Jones, Crowder, and Deontay.
Deontay is the first one for me.
Yep.
I think I'll go Jones because of the matchup. And then this is tough for me.
Higgy.
Yeah, Higgins, go Higgins.
Probably. You just have to go Higgins.
Okay. Getting Higgy with it?
Getting Higgy with it. I like that. PJ from a town in Florida near the near that infamous cartoon mouse.
Oh, Key West.
Me and my baby listen every morning while I'm feeding her. Hopefully she'll learn something and be a future fantasy football player. Her first word, after all, was bonanza. 12-team PPR.
I hope you threw up her milk after that.
I lost Logan Thomas.
Bonanza.
And I never rostered two tight ends. Based on my waiver spot and the rest of my league's needs at wide receiver and running back, I knew I could get whoever I wanted at tight end this week. Knox was available, but so was Dallas Goedert. Now, rest of season, I think Knox is better than Goddard, but probably not better than Logan Thomas. So I only need a player for a few weeks. And since Knox has a bye coming in week 7, I opted for Goddard. Should I have taken the better player for a 2-week window, which he thinks is Goddard, or made the longer-term play like I did in...
No, he thinks the 2-week window would be...
Sorry, yeah. He thinks the 2-week window is Knox, right?
Though he says Knox has a bye, so I don't know.
Right. All right, well, you know what? It's a good question. If you're just looking for a replacement player, but you have a vague timeline on Logan Thomas, I suppose. Do you just go
well,
for...
Well, no, you have at least 3 weeks. He's out.
Right, right. But sure you don't know if it's going to be 6 weeks or whatever. Right.
Yeah, and this is not Logan Thomas from 2020. This is Logan Thomas from 2021 with a new quarterback, and it hasn't looked as great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, if you have an IR spot, I'm holding Thomas and maybe carrying both of these guys. But if you only can carry the two, I would drop Thomas and just carry these two.
Me too.
Yeah. Who do you think is better rest of season, Knox or Goddard?
It's PPR, so I would probably still lean toward Goddard. But he's just been so unlucky. I mean, you know, the Dallas game, he was unlucky. Last week, he was unlucky. If he has the two big games that he should have had, even with Ertz playing as well as he has been, I think most people are having a different opinion on Dallas Goedert. So I still think Goddard's ceiling is higher, so I would lean toward him. But again, if you tell me rest of season and I'm ranking these guys, it would be Goddard 1, Knox 2, and Thomas 3. And if I can only carry 2, I'm letting go of Logan Thomas.
The average fantasy guy, Connor. Ridley, Tim Patrick. This is a trade. Ridley and Tim Patrick for Lockett, Chenault, and Gibson. Oh, Lockett, Chenault, and Gibson, right?
Yeah, but Lockett without Russell scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, we just don't know. You know, and look, we're... hoping, obviously, everything's okay with Calvin Ridley. Who knows what he's dealing with?
Yeah.
What if he's out multiple weeks?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you're taking a gamble either way. But I think you're basically giving up Ridley because Patrick's a throw-in. You're giving up Ridley for 3 potential starters. I would take a chance on that.
Me too.
From Zach, grade the trade. Give up Debo and Cordarrelle Patterson. Get Justin Jefferson in half PPR. Debo and Patterson to get Justin Jefferson.
This is the perfect scenario of selling high.
Yeah.
You're selling high on Debo. You're selling high on Cordarrelle Patterson. They both could be really good rest of season. Wouldn't be surprising. But you know what Justin Jefferson is. And so I would do that for sure.
You're not even buying that low on Jefferson. He's been good.
He has been.
You're just selling high on the other two.
Yeah.
And who would you rather have rest of season? Because he could trade Jamar Chase instead of Debo or Patterson.
Chase.
I would rather Chase too.
So you'd trade Debo and Patterson. Yeah.
Yeah.
From your boy Muck, I want to trade away Mark Andrews and get Jacoby Myers. My wide receivers are Beasley, Boyd. Oh, you need more slot receivers. He needs more slot receivers. He has Beasley, Boyd, Tim Patrick, and Hunter Renfrow. Is that a good trade, or should I go for something better like Tyler Boyd and Mark Andrews for DK Metcalf? Yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah,
that would definitely be better.
Can you just afford to even trade Mark Andrews? What's the backup tight end situation looking like?
Probably a slot receiver.
He's got Kyle Pitts.
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
I mean, it could be Schultz. It could be Knox, you know, so.
Don't trade Andrews for Myers. That's not a good
trade. No.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Great show. Fantasy Cops was fun. At least the two that I heard. And
remember, at Adam Azer, send a haiku. Best haiku will replace the absentee manager in the podcast.
No promises.
Blow up those DMs. If he gets mentioned.
Not the DMs. If he gets back to
me. Yeah, send in the DM form. I think Adam recently opened up his direct messages to everyone. If not, I'll fix that setting myself. And we'll go from there.
They have to be public. We have to see them. You can tag me and Dan also.
All right, fine. If the manager gets back to me and has an excuse, then obviously he's going to stay in the league. But you can try. Right. You can try.
Adam.
What?
Do a quick haiku about the guy's team. What are they getting?
Boy. That podcast league team, it is really something bad. Send haikus right now. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.